就就一个是吧？他应该应该话筒的，话筒的。Good morning, everybody. It's my great pleasure to chair the opening session of the International Workshop on Linear Collider. First, let's ask the Professor Kwang to declare the opening and the make the welcome speech, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, Is that okay? No effect. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this workshop on linear collider physics, detector, and accelerator. This workshop was suggested by Rob Hoyer last year for promoting the IOC collaboration. Unfortunately, Rolf cannot come to this workshop, but we shall see him on the screen on the 18th by internet video. He will give a talk in Hamburg. this workshop is organized by a Center for High Energy Physics in Hua University. This center was founded last year, and it concerns two departments, Department of Physics and Department of Engineering Physics. And also organized by China Center of Advanced Science and Technology. We shortly call it CTAS. This center was directed by T.D. Lee. And this workshop is sponsored by National Natural Science Foundation of China, CCAS, and Tsinghua University. And I will especially emphasize that T.D. Lee personally strongly supported this workshop. We all know that the standard model, although the standard model works very well, but the standard model suffers from the well-known problem of triviality and fine-tuning problem. So people generally believe that there should be new physics beyond the standard model. And for the consideration of naturalness, the scale of the new physics is supposed to be of the order of TEV. So the building TEV colliders will be able to probe the new physics. Now LHC is under construction, and it is announced that LHC will start running in 2 years. LHC is a machine which can discover new phenomena. But due to the large hadron background, LHC is not so capable in making precision measurements. So if you want to specify the new physics, we still need some machine to do the precision measurements. So for many years, people wanted to build a TEV energy E plus E minus linear collider. Fortunately, last year, at the International Conference on High Energy Physics held in Beijing, ICFA formally announced that there should be one linear collider in the world called International Linear Collider, IMC. And after that, there have been many, many workshops, activities studying the LHC. So the studies are very active. This is why Ron Hoyer suggested us to hold a workshop in China. And especially, I think the Snow Moth workshop in August will be very important to promote the LHC study. If LHC and IOC can find new physics or new laws of nature, then we'll be in a particle physics will be in a very exciting new era. So I think young students should be optimistic to do this research in this field. For this workshop, we invited many experts to give serious lectures. We first have Peter Winnemann here. He'll talk about a general overview of physics at the IOC. And Roman Pershaw here will talk about the detectors at the IOC. And Paolo Pagani, he's not here, but he'll be here in 2 days. He'll talk about the accelerator techniques. So this will give us a whole profile of ILC. And we also invited four theorists to give theoretical talks. Professor Tao Han will talk about basic process in E plus E minus and typical process in physics beyond the standard model and other options like gamma-gamma option, E-gamma option, E-minus E-minus option. So especially Professor Han will not only give the lecture but also give homeworks to graduate students. I hope graduate students will take this seriously, and Professor Han will arrange a special session for children, graduate students. So we hope that the graduate students will all attend it. We also invite Professor C.P. Yuan from Michigan State University. He will talk about precision collider physics. And also, I will announce that in this evening, from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, Professor Yuan will give an informal talk to graduate students. So I hope the graduate students will all attend. And then we invite Professor Hong Jianhe from Tsinghua University. He will talk about Higgs-Lex theories and the phenomenology. And also, Dr. Tianjun Li from Institute of Advanced Study at Princeton, he will talk about SUSY gut and string model buildings. So we have a large variety of topics. And also, we have three special topics. First, Professor Jianping Ma from Institute of Theoretical Physics will talk about TT bar production close to threshold at E plus E minus linear collider. We know that in the first phase of the IOC, the energy can be continuously tuned between 200 and 500 GeV. So the collider can be tuned at the threshold of the TT bar. So threshold study of TT bar production will be very important. Theoretically, treating the threshold production will be not so easy. So there are special theoretical techniques to study the threshold effect. So Professor Ma will give a talk on this. And then we have Professor Mai he said from Tsinghua University, talking about Susie Hicks at the LHC. And also Professor Shouhua Zhu from Peking University, he will talk about three sigma anomaly in W to tau nu tau decay as a signal of new physics. So this is a rather intensive workshop. So we hope that all graduate students can gain a lot from this talk. We also organized a reception on July 16th and a banquet on July 19th. So I hope you all enjoy the talks and your stay here. Thank you.
Okay, let's start the morning session. The first speaker is Professor C.P. Yuan from the Michigan State University. His title is Photoelectricity and Hadron Collider Phenomenology, please.